Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend, and you don't get them anywhere else but the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens. So on to the markets. Well, it was a good day on the markets today. The feeling is that the Fed's going to be lowering interest rates. And they're lowering interest rates around the world now. They got to juice up the economies. They're sagging. And again, you saw the GDP numbers that came out recently, very weak. And stagflation, they're saying. No, it's going to be dragflation. They're going to drag it down because the economy is going to go down and inflation is going to go up. So they're going to do everything they can, again, to keep pushing the markets forward in the run-up to the presidential reality show that's coming up in November. And that's all it is. It's a reality show. Matter of fact, we own that trademark. So, gold. That's still over that 2,300 mark, which is pretty good. It came down, you know, from that 2,400 mark. But it's still holding in there pretty solid, and we said it would be very volatile. So what else is going on? Well, oil prices, they came down from that high over there when their recent high of $90 a barrel for Brent crude because tensions eased up between Iran and Israel. So where are they going to go? Now they're going to keep ramping up the war. There's no question about it. And the higher oil prices go, the weaker the global economy is going to go. You know, I see right around here where we are, the price of the gasoline has gone up about 60 cents a gallon from a couple of months ago. So this is hurting the everyday consumer. And again, we give you the facts. You're looking at median household income. That means, you know, the whole family working. Of only $74,500. So these kind of increases, plus all the other increases in food, insurance, on, it's really hurting. So as they escalate the war against Iran, you're going to start seeing oil prices go up again. What else? Beijing signals new growth push, citing global risks. China is facing a growing backlash against rising tide of low prices, exports, as Beijing doubles down on investment in manufacturing to give its economy a lift. Oh, investment in manufacturing. Wow, how about that? Again, self-sustaining economies. It's one of our trends. Russia, China, the United States, Canada. A number of countries have all the human and natural resources they need to be self-sufficient. And that's what they're pushing toward, self-sufficiency. They got 1.2 billion people there, 1.4, whatever the number is. And, made in China. They don't need anybody else. And you're going to see more and more of that. As inflation keeps rates high, strong dollar weighs on world. This is from the New York Times. Read your Trends Journal, and you read your economic update. This is old news. We talked about this. There's going to be pressure from other countries for the United States to lower their interest rates. Because when the United States interest rates stay high, it's a safe bet to buy treasuries, invest, and that's what they're doing. So a lot of dough is flowing into that, keeping with the interest rates high. Meanwhile, the currencies around the world are getting lower. That means it costs more to buy less. So you're going to see a deal being made. And the deal's not going to be for these countries to raise interest rates to push up their currency. The deal's going to be the United States is going to lower interest rates. And again, the lower the interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. You ready for this? This is from the Wall Street Journal. Defaults on office loans approach record. No shit. Hey, how about one of our top trends? Office building bust? Oh, yeah. They go into this article hardly anything about the crisis that's going to be caused by it. They have a number in here that said office owners are paying back their loans at a much slower rate. As recently as 2021, more than 90% of office loans that were converted into commercial mortgage-backed securities were paid off when they became due. That's according to Moody's. You ready? Last year, that figure fell to 35%. That's the worst payoff rate in the history of the data, which goes back to 2007. Oh, you mean the panic of 08? Oh, we took out the domain name, panic of 08 in 2007. This is serious. It's hardly being reported. They do not talk about the crisis that's about to happen when the defaults on these loans begin. Again, they're paying higher interest rates with a lot less tenants. This isn't rocket science. Again, banks go bust. So that's one of your top trends for 2024. And when this happens, you are going to see the markets crash, and you're going to see the global economy crash. This is going to be worse than the panic of 08. They estimate there is $4 trillion in commercial real estate loans that are coming due in the next 2.5 years. And again, not my data, the data out there. What is your office vacancy rate in San Francisco? About 36.7%, up 10 times from pre-COVID war in 2019. It was about 3.6% back then. 29% in Portland, Oregon. New York City, 23% vacant. And now your office occupancy rate, according to Castle Systems, around 52%. And again, the bigs are getting bigger. PG&E near deal with KKR over power unit. That's only $2 billion. FTC Exxon clears way for mega deal. It's only $60 billion. Look what's going on here. The big zone, everything, the private equity groups, venture capitalists. It's a scam. Total scam. Yep. So what else? Well, we got the wonderful Israel war going on. Netanyahu tells Blinken he won't agree to permanent ceasefire to free hostages. This is from antiwar.com. He told Blinken that we are interested in reaching a deal and determined to topple Hamas, an Israeli official told the Times of Israel. They write, for months, Hamas has said it would free all remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a permanent ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. So that's the fact. That's the fact. Because go back to the last ceasefire. It lasted, what, a couple of days? And they just kept bombing the place to ruins, slaughtering the numbers up to almost 40,000, depending on whose numbers you're looking at. 70% of them women or children, dead. You look at the pictures, it blew the place to smithereens. Oh, you're getting Hamas. They're hiding in that house. They're hiding in that house. Bomb the whole fucking place. This is disgusting what's going on. And the American government supports it wholeheartedly. Yep. Netanyahu told Blinken that Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah which is packed with over 1 million civilians. Quote, the Rafah operation does not depend on anything, Netanyahu said. This murder in front of everybody's eyes. Why, you anti-Semite? Why, you anti-Semite? Fuck off. Fuck off. A day earlier, Netanyahu said Rafah would be invaded with or without a hostage deal. During the visit, Blinken said Hamas was solely to blame for the lack of ceasefire. Well, they're saying they'll have a ceasefire. They want it permanent. And they want Israel the hell out of there. How dare you say that, Salenti? Don't you know that God gave them that land? It's right in the Torah, chapter 6, section 8. Hamas sit back. There is a very strong proposal on the table right now. Hamas needs to say yes and needs to get this done, Blinken said. Hamas returned for what Blinken said, quote, Blinken's comments contradict reality. It is not strange for Blinken, who is known as the foreign minister of Israel, not America, to make such a statement. Hamas official told Reuters, even the Israeli negotiating team admitted Netanyahu was the one who was hindering reaching an agreement. There it is. But for ceasefire, Hamas remains reluctant party from the toilet paper of record, the New York slime. American officials believe that Israel has conceded everything it can, raising doubts in Washington about whether Hamas really wants a deal. Yeah, this is buried over here. You ready? Hamas, of course, believes there is one more concession Israel could give. Announce an end to the war. Why, how dare they say announce an end to the war? What the fuck is wrong with you? We got to keep killing the people. We got to keep stealing the land. Because Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, said it's very valuable. Waterfront property. You remember that? Yep. He goes on to say, Kushner said that he thinks Israel should finish the job by moving the Palestinians to the Negev Desert. Quote, but in addition to that, I would just bulldoze something in the Negev. I would try to move the people in there. And I think that's a better option, so you could go in and finish the job and create that waterfront property. Where is the outrage? Total fucking bullshit. Yep. Yep. Are you ready for this? Americans do not want Israel to strike Rafah with a major ground offensive, at least not without a better plan to protect civilians. Who the fuck are you talking about? Protect civilians. You got a million people there. You blew the fucking place to shit. And, of course, the scumbags, little pricks, and I can't say the other word, passed a bill in the United States that conflates criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. The bill would crack down on pro-Palestinian protesters at college campuses across the country, which have been falsely labeled anti-Semitic. And again, go to that little scumbag, that Wales guy. And that's the same fucking bullshit they tried to shove down my throat. Here's the link below. A little fucking piece of shit and a little clown boy next to him. Again, this is from antiwar.com. The House on Wednesday overwhelmingly passed a bill that conflates criticism of the modern state of Israel with anti-Semitism. It will mandate that the definition be used while enforcing federal anti-discrimination laws. Yep. 320 to 91. But some people, this guy Gatz, said anti-Semitism is wrong, but this legislation is written without regard to the Constitution and common sense. He's right. And Thomas Massey, he said this bill puts forward the intent to, quote, increase prosecutions of activity on campuses. And even Jerry Nadler, I was on TV with this guy, by the way, back in the day on Fox. He's a Democratic representative from New York. And I don't agree with the guy on 90% of the stuff, but he said speech is critical of Israel alone does not constitute unlawful discrimination. By encompassing purely political speech about Israel into Title V's ambit, the bill sweeps too broadly. Nadler made similar comments last year when opposing a bill that conflated anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, noting that there are Jews who oppose Zionism. Quote, this resolution ignores the fact that even today, certain Orthodox Hasidic Jews in communities, the Satmars in New York and others, as well as adherents of the pre-state Jewish labor movement, have held views that they are at odds with modern Zionist conception. You got it? They invented it. Modern Zionist convention brought to you, that guy, what's his name? Herzl, back in the 1800s, late 1800s. And then the protesters. Protesters connect Gaza war with struggles near and far. Total bullshit from the toilet paper record. Students see links to policing, racism, and global warming. What fucking bullshit. Schools, police crack down on protests. Yep. Again, look at the cover of your Trends Journal. All right? This went out on Tuesday. Kent State 2.0 stormtroopers will beat and kill campus protesters for peace. Now look at the headline in today's CNN. They had it up, but they hit it real quick. Police appear to fire rubber bullets at UCLA protesters. Appear to fire? No, not fuckface. Not appear. Look at the video. They're firing them. For what? Oh, not a mention in that article. Not a mention about the Jewish people that invaded these guys bashing the shit out of these students. Jewish people, pro-Israel. You can be pro-Israel and protest any way you want. You can be pro-Israel and protest any way you want. But you can't be for peace in Palestine. No, you're pro-Palestinian. You can't protest. Again, hate Israel genocide? You're an anti-Semite. That's your Trends Journal from weeks and weeks ago. And now it's become law. Biden says Americans have, quote, right to protest, but not right to cause chaos. Oh, but Israel has the right to slaughter anybody they want. Anybody, anytime. Oh, like America. That's why you hear bullshit Biden. Every fucking war he loved. What chaos. What chaos. A couple of universities, Brown and another one, they agreed to the protesters not to to pull out funding Israeli ventures. Chaos. The chaos is being caused by the police and others. These kids were in a damn camping out. And then it started to escalate. resting. 200 people arrested in L.A. More than 90 protesters in Dartmouth. 29 demonstrators arrested in New York at Stony Brook. 300. Columbia. One after another. It's your cover of your Trends Journal. Look at it. All right? All right? America? Oh, bringing freedom and democracy to other countries. And you better take that fucking jab. You better do what we tell you. And stand 6 feet apart, you fuck. And put on that mask when you go into an airplane. But you can take it off when you're eating and drinking. And when you go in a restaurant, put on that fucking mask. But when you sit down, you can take it off. All right? These are the same fucking people. The same scumbags. The murderers, bastards, and bitches. Motherfuckers, and to be equal, fatherfuckers. Aid flows into Gaza, but not nearly enough, activists say. How about reality says? Rebuilding homes in Gaza Strip could drag into the next century if the pace follows the trend, a UN report released today, according to Reuters. And it goes on. Top UN court rules that Germany can continue to arm Israel. Yeah, keep killing him. Then that little shithead, that Stoltenberg, that other little arrogant fuck over there, that's the head over there of the NATO. You ready? Ukraine could still win war. Hey, nobody talks about the counteroffensive. Oh, yeah, that was last year at this time. Yeah, remember that? Remember the counteroffensive? Hey, how about your Trends Journal magazine? Don't count on the counteroffensive. Well, everybody said, all the scumbag motherfuckers and fatherfuckers, only they, that's who they only put on the media. Oh, yeah, they're going to get the Russians. Yep, yep, here we go. You said what? Yeah. Total fucking failure. Again, I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. I'm not anti-American because I hate Americans' wars. And I'm not anti-Jewish because I hate the Zionist wars. We need peace on earth. Remember, there's the Samson option. If Israel lose, they go nuclear. So, check out the video I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. It's about also about the college protests and disgusting and what he says about it and what all true men and women say about it. These are students that are protesting for peace, and the pieces of shit are trying to stop it. Again, go to trendsjournal.com to subscribe. It's only a couple of bucks, $2.56 a week. And we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. Thanks for tuning in.